Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Just more information on a fatal multi-vehicle crash that happened Monday evening in St. Croix County. Wisconsin State Patrol says the westbound lanes of I-94 near the village of Wilson slowed due to construction. When the driver of a semi-truck didn't identify the slowed traffic, his vehicle hit a pickup truck and another semi. That impact caused a chain reaction involving four other vehicles, with several of them bursting into flames. 76-year-old man from Illinois driving the semi that struck the pickup was killed in the wreck, as well as the driver of the pickup, identified as 46-year-old James Michael Scherer of the village of Hammond. Six other people involved in the crash were treated and released for their injuries. A bipartisan group of 42 attorneys general is suing Meta. They own Facebook and Instagram. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
What we've alleged in the complaint is that social media use is having harmful impacts on kids' mental health and well-being, that it's been linked to harms to kids, and that Meta has misrepresented the impacts that social media is having on kids.
The states are seeking an end to what they see as Meta's harmful practices, as well as yet-to-be-specified financial penalties and restitution. Meta's now facing multiple lawsuits on this issue. A Wisconsin congressman is paying for his own trip to Israel.
The office of U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden told WisPolitics that the Prairie du Chien Republican is paying for the trip out of his own pocket. Van Orden is visiting Israel amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war, which has claimed thousands of lives. Van Orden left on his fact-finding trip as House Republicans struggled to find a new speaker. Minnesota's Tom Emmer dropped out Tuesday following criticisms from former President Donald Trump. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
The property manager of a troubled Madison apartment complex has been fired. WKOW-TV in Madison reports the manager for Harmony Apartments was let go last week following a drive-by shooting that killed a teen earlier this month. The death of 15-year-old Kaisha Miller is still under investigation. Hers is the second murder at the apartment complex this year. Madison police have deemed it a nuisance property. And a Northwoods auto dealer has been fined over $1 million for discriminating against Native Americans.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission found Rhinelander Auto Center specifically targeted Native American customers with bogus fees and bad loans when selling them cars. The FTC says both the current and previous owners of the car dealership took part in the bad deals. On average, the dealership was charging Native Americans $400 more on a car, while also charging $1,300 in additional fees and add-ons.